KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The State of Alaska Alcohol and Beverage Control Board was in Nome yesterday for its annual September board meeting. Before settling on to regular business, the ABC board took public testimony in front of more than 20 members of the public. And the message from the speakers was unanimous. Something must be done to combat the scourge of alcoholism in Nome. Sue Steinacker, a part-time director with Nome's Nest Shelter, was the first to address the board.
I'm not here to ask you to reduce hours or not issue this permit or that permit, but I do want you to understand that the drug that you regulate has some immense, immense consequences in our area.
Steinacker called alcohol the most damaging drug here, citing 142 people who used the Nest Shelter this winter.
Every single one of them was there because of alcohol. Every single one.
Steinacker requested the board do whatever it can to advocate for better education and more money for alcoholism treatment.
What I would like to ask of you is to advocate even more strongly for tax credits, for the need for treatment so that people can learn how to handle alcohol responsibly and not let it destroy their families and their lives as it is doing on a generational basis.
Pastor David Elmore with the Nome Community Center said his work with children has shown nearly 100% of family service referrals, which remove children from homes due to safety concerns, are associated with alcohol use by one or both parents. He added that youth drinking is also far too common.
We see 12 and 14-year-olds with not low blood alcohol contents. It's not uncommon to see a 14-year-old come in with a 0.3, which is a fairly regular occurrence.
Kowarik Wellness Director Bridie Trainer said Nome's 2011 comprehensive survey identified alcohol and its effects as the number one issue in the community. With the cost of public safety far outweighing the commercial profits associated with alcohol, Trainer called on the ABC board for financial support with substance abuse treatment.
We request funding and support for Substance Abuse Treatment Center in Nome for our region. People are working around the clock here to address the issues and minimize the effects of alcohol. We thank you for listening, for being here, and we really need your help and hope you'll use your position to support our efforts.
After several more comments from community members, some who candidly described their own struggles with alcohol, the board wrapped up the public comment period and moved on to their scheduled business, approving liquor license applications and license violations throughout the state, including two applications in Nome. The body of a Marshall man missing on the Yukon River has been found. 33-year-old Paul Tinker was found August 31st downstream from Marshall. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ipson says the body's been sent to Anchorage for an autopsy and no foul play is suspected. He was last seen August 19 taking his boat on the Yukon River. Tinker's boat was found August 20th on a riverbank. Troopers and volunteers searched for 6 days with no results. However, volunteers continued to search, but a trooper patrolling the river discovered the body. And Alaska State Troopers say a woman was fatally shot by her male hunting partner as they looked for moose near the community of Dot Lake off the Alaska Highway. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ipson says the man told troopers that Tuesday's shooting with a high-powered hunting rifle was an accident. Neither the man nor the woman was identified yesterday. The man called 911 and responding medics found the woman dead. Ipson says the woman's body has been sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. The death remains under investigation. In another moose hunting fatality, troopers say a 26-year-old Trapper Creek man named Cody Perry died September 1st. Troopers say a hunting companion identified as Kyle Strong accidentally discharged a rifle he had cleaned, and the bullet went into Perry's leg at a cabin off the park's highway. An unseasonably early windstorm pummeled Alaska's largest city and surrounding region, toppling scores of trees and leaving thousands without power for hours. The National Weather Service says some areas around Anchorage recorded hurricane-force winds, while winds in lower elevations were clocked in at 40 to 60 miles per hour during the storm, which blew intensely between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Meteorologist Andy Dixon says the storm was unusual because it occurred in early fall, before the ground had frozen and while trees still have plenty of leaves, preventing winds from passing through bare branches. Power outages affected thousands in Anchorage and other parts of South Central Alaska, An Anchorage Electric utility, Municipal Light and Power, says power has been restored for most of its 30,000 residential and commercial customers. Proposals were made during last night's meeting of the Nome Common Council to decide how to spend NSEDC's $200,000 mid-year community benefit share. A summer camp, a sports facility, swimming programs, and public school projects were a handful of the proposals. Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation has called the mid-year distribution of the benefit share the first of its kind, has directed the 15 member communities to spend at least half of the funds for youth activity programs. Kirsten Bay took to the podium first to request $5,000 for new lane lines at the community pool.
We have lane lines, but they break, and they're not that expensive themselves. They're about, I think, $300 or $400 or $500 a piece, but it costs about $2,400 to ship them up here.
Also focused on the pool was a proposal by David Elmore with the Nome Community Center. Elmore said funding from the National Boys and Girls Club is drying up, so he's turning to the city for $33,600 to sponsor youth activities in Nome throughout the year, including a swimming program, a bowling league, and the funds needed to get the kids to and from those programs. Also looking to keep Nome's youth engaged was Mitch Erickson, who requested the full $200,000 for a covered multi-use sports facility.
We look at it as a facility that could be used in the wintertime for the youth hockey, for freestyle skating, as well as just public use of the rink. Summertime, the youth could easily play inside this building and get out of that nasty weather. Summer size would be a good opportunity, a good place for the Arts Council.
With summer camps across Nome struggling for funding, Tara Schmidt with the Community Center proposed a joint camp that, with $26,000 in matching funds and pooled resources, would only require $25,000 of the NSEDC share.
And so this proposal is for a large-scale camp that would combine our forces, combine our staffing, combine our resources to take even more kids. We're aiming at two sessions, 40 kids each, so 80 kids.
As for the remainder of the community benefit share, Barb Nichols with the Chamber of Commerce requested $35,000 for a three-year beautification project of downtown Nome. She cited a survey of the Chamber's 72 businesses that called for developing Nome's downtown to ensure future success. The board will decide which proposals to fund at their September 24th meeting. Final proposals for all projects are due to the board by September 19. The price of gold in New York is up $9.70 an ounce to $1,704.10. An ounce of silver is up 34 cents to $32.71, and a pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:26 and depart to Anchorage at 10:01. It's unofficially 42 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.